Harvest of Stars, with the music of Howard Barlow and his orchestra, and starring Raymond Massey as your narrator.
This is Raymond Massey, and our guest is the fine young baritone, Igor Gorin. We're going down to the sea today. We're going to be exclusively nautical. And to start the program, here is Mr. Barlow, the orchestra and chorus, with a group of sailing songs.
Some of the cooks, don't you know? He put his head down the cook's funnel and shouted, "Come up from below."
Eight bells, eight bells, round out there the watch from below. Eight bells, eight bells,
eight bells,
round out there the watch from below. But now he's no longer a sailor. He often wakes up in the night.
And thinking he's still on the whaler,
calls out with the greatest delight.
Eight bells, eight bells,
eight bells, calls out there the watch from below. Eight bells,
eight bells,
eight bells, eight bells, calls out there the watch from below.
Go back now, some 100-odd years, to the days of the fishing schooners and the North Atlantic Packet and the proud American clippers out of Gloucester, out of Portsmouth, out of Blue Hill, out of Boston, out of Newburyport, New Salem, Oyster Bay, Harrisport. We've asked Igor Gorin to join the chorus now in singing the most familiar of our American sea chanties, "Blow the Man Down."
I'll sing you a song, a good song of the sea.
Yo ho, blow the man down.
And trust that you'll join in the chorus with me.
Give me some time to blow the man down.
There was an old skipper, I don't know his name.
Yo ho, blow the man down.
Although he once played a remarkable game.
Give me some time to blow the man down.
His ship lay becalmed in the tropical sea.
Yo ho, blow the man down.
He whistled all day, but in vain for a breeze.
Give me some time to blow the man down.
Ship blew along with nary a sail.
Oh, give me some time to blow the man down.
Thank you, Mr. Gorham. Famous Russian Sailor's Dance from the Red Poppy Ballet by Glier.
Thank you. here again is Raymond Massey.
The middle years of the last century were the great years of the American whalers. Their story has been set down in a classic of the English language, Moby Dick, by Herman Melville. The story of the mad Captain Ahab and his vengeful search for the unique white whale, the great white monster, Moby Dick. And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life. And God created great whales.
The anchor was up, the sails were set, and off we glided out of Nantucket on that cold, short Christmas day. Ship and pilot boat diverged. The cold, damp night breeze blew between. The screaming seagull blew overhead. The two hulls wildly rolled. We gave three heavy-hearted cheers and blindly plunged like fate into the lone Atlantic.
Mr. Mate, Mr. Starbuck,
Captain Ahab,
send all hands aft.
Sir?
All hands aft.
But the men watching at the masthead, sir.
Masthead there! Come down!
Aye, sir! Did you hear, Mr. Starbuck? Send all hands aft.
Aye, sir.
All hands aft! All hands aft! All hands aft! All hands aft!
See how he stands, this great bulk of a man. One arm raised, clutching the mizzen shrouds. The one gleaming ivory leg, fashioned from the jawbone of a whale, planted against the deck as though determined to set roots. See how he stands, eyeing his crew.
Men, what do you do when you see a whale, men?
Sing out for him!
Good. And what do you do next, men?
Lower away and after him.
Good. Now, looky, men. All ye harpooners and mastheaders, looky. You see this Spanish lump of gold? You see it? Whosoever of ye raises me a white-headed whale with a wrinkled brow and a crooked jaw, look ye, whosoever of ye raises me that same white whale, he shall have this lump of gold, my boy.
Captain Ahab, I have heard of the white whale Moby Dick, but was it Moby Dick that took off thy leg?
Huh? Aye, Mr. Starbuck. Aye, my hearties. It was Moby Dick that dismasted me. Moby Dick that brought me to this dead stump I stand on now. And this is what ye have shipped for, men. To chase that white whale on both sides of land and over all sides of earth. Till he spouts black blood and rolls thin out. What say ye, men? Will ye splice hands on it now? I think you do look brave.
Aye, aye.
A sharp eye for the white whale.
A sharp eye for Moby Dick.
Aye.
But what's this long face about, Mr. Starbuck? Art not game for Moby Dick?
I am game for his crooked jaw. And for the jaws of death, too, Captain Ahab. If it fairly comes in the way of the business we follow. But vengeance on a dumb brute that simply smote thee from blindest instinct. It is madness.
Madness. Aye. Then let me live for my madness. But say, men, will you drink on it? Death to Moby Dick. God hunt us all if we do not hunt Moby Dick to his death.
God keep us all. Keep us all.
And now the chase. The weeks and the months of it. Round the Cape of Good Hope into the Indian Ocean. Up through the Straits to the China Sea. Southward into the Pacific. Pushing on through the great seas. And the crew losing the zest for it. Giving way to fear in this mad hunt of the mad captain for a white spot in the vastness of the blue. ¶¶
wretched day is this. Very much a sweet day is this. I struck my first whale, a boy harpooner of 18. 40 years ago. 40 years on the pitiless sea. For 40 years has Ahab forsaken the peaceful land to make war on the horrors of the deep. Aye, furiously, foamingly chased his prey. More a demon than a man. God, crack my heart. Stave my brain. Mockery. Bitter, biting mockery.
Thou Shibboleth! Thou Shibboleth!
A hump like a snow hill.
It's Moby Dick!
Moby Dick!
Hey! Masthead, the gold is yours! Now, my boys, in stencil!
In the stencil!
Down to Gansels! Stand by, three boats!
Stand by!
Tell them there, local point.
Aye,
so, steady, man, steady! Stand by!
He's heading straight to leeward, sir. Right away from
him. Be dumb, man. Stand by the braces! Hard down the helm. Shiverer, shiverer. So, lower the boat!
Captain Ahab.
Eh, Mr. Starbuck?
Do not take to the boat, sir. There is something I feel. Something I fear.
Eh? What can it be, Mr. Starbuck? My death? Know ye not the prophecy? No coffin, no hearse can be mine. Only hemp rope can kill me. And who is to hoist me to the gallows here? Man the boat!
And now they are away, paddling dead on ahead toward the unsuspecting prey. This great white hump sliding along the sea as if an isolated thing. Behind it, the great valley of its wake. Closer. Closer. Now, the harpoon!
Stand up! Give it to him!
Hooray! He's hurt!
He's seized! Give away!
He saved us!
Start thy lances, men! Give it to him!
Put away, Captain Ahab! Put away!
Hey! Hear him, Moby Dick, here! Thy owl and thy harpoon are at hand!
But now, the maddened whale turns, and head-on comes churning his tail among the boats. What is there to stop this rushing mass? Now he has flailed them apart, spilling lances and men, and the wreckage of two boats floats on the water. Aye, but only two. One boat is untouched. Captain Ahab's boat floats on unscarred.
Swim for the shipmen! I work here for this harpoon. Pull, my men! Break your backbones! Pull! Now! Toward thee I roll, thou all-destroying but unconquering whale. To the last I grapple with thee. From hell's heart I stab at thee. Thus I give up the spear.
Ha!
Fast! I have thee fast. Now shall we see who shall be master. I'll have thy head, great whale.
The stricken whale flies forward. The line runs out through the groove. But now it runs foul. And Captain Ahab stoops to clear it. He does clear it, but thus the flying rope catches him around the neck. And voicelessly, he is shot out of the boat, and smiting the sea, disappears in its depth. Now small birds fly screaming over, and the great shroud of the sea rolls on as it rolled 5,000 years ago. Then God spoke out of the whirlwind. Canst thou draw out Leviathan with a fish hook, or press down his tongue with a cord? Wilt thou play with him as with a bird, or wilt thou bind him for thy maiden? Behold, the hope of him is in vain. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord.
Now, in tribute to men against the sea, in all lands, in all times, Igor Gorin is going to sing the stirring Invictus.
Out of the night that covers me, black as the pit from pole to pole, I thank whatever God may be for my unconquerable soul. In the fell clutch of circumstance, I have not winced nor cried aloud. Under the bludgeonings of time, my head is bloody, but unbowed. Beyond this place of wrath and tears looms but the horror of the chase, and yet the menace of the east. Find, uncle, find me unafraid. It matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishment the throne, I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul.
Thank you, Mr. Gore. But life on the ocean wave is not all grim, is it? Let's look at the light side and sing and play some music from an operetta that has delighted generations of English-speaking people. HMS Pinafore by Gilbert and Sullivan.
We sail the ocean blue and across the ships of Cupid. We're so bomb and true, we're adventurous to our duty. The saucy ships of duty, we're adventurous to our duty. We're so bomb and true, we sail the ocean blue.
am the captain of the Pinafore.
And a right good captain, too.
You're very, very good, and be it understood, I command a right good crew.
We're very, very good, and be it understood, he commands a right good crew.
Though related to a peer, I can hand or even steer or ship a self of a G. I am never known to quail at the fury of a gale. And I'm never, never sick at sea.
What, never?
No, never.
What, never?
Hardly ever.
He's hardly ever sick at sea. Then give me cheers and one cheer more for the hardy captain of the Pinafore. Then give me cheers and one cheer more for the captain of the Pinafore.
You have been listening to Harvest of Stars with the music of Howard Barlow and his orchestra, and Raymond Massey as your narrator.